Hi there, welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This show features music about Earth or nature. The current version of the show focuses on water. This is the sixth chapter. As I was thinking about the selections for today's show, I realized that it was just before a federal holiday here in Oregon. This holiday commemorates the first time Europeans discovered that the Americas were here. However, this event is not celebrated by many of the indigenous people that were negatively affected by the arrival of Christopher Columbus. Columbus and others that followed him from around the world and traveled to the Americas have enslaved indigenous people and brought disease to the population that had not developed antibodies, causing many Native Americans to suffer and die. There is a growing recognition that commemorating Christopher Columbus is offensive to the indigenous people that suffered in the aftermath of the so-called discovery of the New World. Oregon and Washington do not recognize the day as an official holiday. In honor of our First Nations, this show is dedicated to the words and music of the ancestral people of the Americas. John Trudell, who died in 2015, was very active and vocal in the American Indian Movement, an organization that sought to address systemic issues of poverty, discrimination, and police brutality against Native Americans. The following is an excerpt of an audio recording of Trudell speaking on Thanksgiving in 1980.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tonight I'd like to talk in honor of the water and the earth and our brother Leonard Peltier. We're faced with a very serious situation in this generation. There are insane people who wish to rule the world. They wish to continue to rule the world on violence and repression. And we are all the victims of that violence and repression. We as the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere have been resisting this violence and this oppression for 500 years. We know that the black people have been resisting it for at least that long. And we know that the white people have had to endure it thousands of years, and now it's come full swing to this generation that we live in. We cannot allow this to continue to go on because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power. We have to reestablish our identity. We have to understand who we are and where we fit in the natural order of the world. Because our oppressor deals in illusions. They tell us that it is power, but it is not power. They may have all the guns, and they may have all the racist laws and judges, and they may control all the money, but that is not power. These are imitations of power, and they are only power because in our minds we allow it to be power. The brutality of the American corporate state way of life is nothing more than violence and repression, and it has nothing to do with power. It is brutality. It's a lack of a sane balance. They have made us out of balance. They have come into our minds and have come into our hearts and they programmed us. And because we are out of balance, we no longer have the power to deal with them. See, we are power. We are a part of the natural world. All of the things of the natural world are a natural part of the creation and feed off the energy of our sacred Mother Earth. We are power. We look at the oppressor and we look at the enemy because they have the most guns and the most lies and the most money. People start to feel powerless. We are power. We are a natural part of the creation. We were put here on this sacred Mother Earth to serve a purpose. They have made us to believe they are power, but they are not. They are violent and they are brutal, but they are not power. As a natural part of the earth, we have the energy and the power that is the earth. The earth will take care of us if we will remember the earth.
Native Americans, or First Nations, lived a variety of lifestyles including farming, hunting, and fishing. Recognizing the importance of water, they often wrote songs about water. These next four songs are water songs by different tribes: Ojibwe, Anishinaabe, Akwesasne, and Algonquin.
Nibe kisa geiko Way high, oh. Venecia, way up, way high, oh, way up, way high, oh, way.
Granddaughter, the water can hear you. The water has memory.
Nebe.
Nebe.
Wabo.
Wabo.
Endayan.
Endayan.
Nebe Wabo Endayan. Aki Misni. Nebe Wabo. Heya, heya. Heya, hey. Heya, heya. Heya, oh.
Water is the life's blood of our mother, the earth. Water is the lifeblood of our own body. Continue to pass on the knowledge that needs to be given unto the other generations.
You are the keeper of the water.
Make the change in this life condition that we're in, that great-grandchildren will stand up to this truth of what life is about and to live it in such an honorable way, the way ancestors came to this earth.
Each day when the sun rises, no matter how bad the day before might have been, there's a new chance for your hopes and dreams. And I say, Chi-Mi-Gwech, thank you for singing the water song.
Ni-bi-wa-bo and I-en, aki-mi-squi, ni-bi-wa-bo, hey-ya, hey-ya. Hey-ya, hey, hey-ya, 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 ho.
Yeah. it's also here for futures. The lakes, the rivers, the creeks, the streams, the underground water, the glacial water, all can run pure again.
That last song was Crystal Clear by Brenda McIntyre. She is Ojibwe, one of four tribes that are part of the Anishinaabe people in what is currently southern Canada and the northern Midwestern United States. The song came to McIntyre at a spiritual gathering in Ontario. She was asked to sing, and when she was on stage, she didn't know what to sing, so she channeled a new song. The song came through instantly, and she quickly knew the song's name would be Crystal Clear. It wasn't until several days later that she would understand the medicine of the song. The song is for gathering people together, letting go of what we no longer need, healing the water within and all around us, and clarity. When this song came, it was literally crystal clear. The next segment is about how important it is to recognize that water is life. John Trudell's poem from 1981 is read by his daughter, and then a couple of songs with Indigenous languages and a World Water Day song from 2011.
This time we tasted the desert. This time we rose to the mountains. A desert mirage, the desert dryness, making the heat remember the water, the water. The mountain highness bringing the clouds to us, washing us with rain. It's always the water, the water. It is good we remember creation. The water carries us from birth to life. We are a water voice. We are a mother's choice. Protect, protect, defend, defend the water, the water. Tears and raindrops, beauty and love, a cleansing for us. The water carries us on. We are a voice. We are the water song. The water, the water.
sun is high, many will answer, water is for life. Water for you, water for me, water for the animals, water for the trees, water for everyone in society.
KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond through education, training, advocacy, and ecologically sound stewardship. More information at umpquawatersheds.org and on Facebook.
We're going to hear from a few famous artists that are Native American. Sweet Memories is performed by Beverly Buffy St. Marie, born in 1941. She is a Canadian Cree singer, songwriter, musician, Oscar-winning composer. She also was a social activist. Throughout her career, in all of these areas, her work has focused on issues facing Indigenous peoples of the Americas. Her singing and writing also include subjects of love, war, religion, and mysticism. After St. Marie is Robbie Robinson, another First Nations Canadian singing Broken Arrow. Robinson is Cayuga and Mohawk and was raised on the Six Nations Reserve, southwest of Toronto, Ontario. Then we will hear In the River, a protest song from Ray Zaragoza, whom we heard about in the river version of the show.
My world is like a river. It's as dark as it is deep. Night after night. past slips in, gathers all my sleep. My days are just an endless stream of emptiness to me, filled only by the fleeting moments of his memory.
Oh, I see. Can you cut behind the mystery? I will meet you by the witness tree. Leave the whole world behind.
Some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land alone. A crime. Somewhere in your heart you'll find we're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. Our sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. You've got have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. if you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? Our sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
In this next segment, John Trudell and his band Bad Dog appeared in 2014 singing a song called Wild Seed. The water is the earth's milk, he says. There's a documentary available about John Trudell, and I watched it. When asked how he feels about celebrating Columbus Day, John Trudell remarked that it would be similar to asking Americans to celebrate Osama bin Laden Day. In 1969, he and Indians of all nations occupied Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay, California, and they were forcibly removed in 1971. I was a kid at that time, and I'm sure it was big news in the Bay Area where I was living, but I have no recollection. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to revisit history. After Trudell, there will be a few instrumental songs about water, including an alligator dance song with a water drum. Diversity is all around us, but not all people that look similar think alike. The same goes for Native Americans. I really admire and respect those Native Americans that hold to their traditional values and strive to protect our natural world. I hope you enjoyed the show. I can't tell you how much I've learned in researching these songs and the people that perform them. I hope you enjoyed the information as well. To learn more about the history of Native Americans, the Smithsonian has online articles and facts about Native Americans at americanindian.si.edu/NK360. Tune in next time for another chapter of the water version of Earth in Tune, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 99.7 KQUA or online at kqua.org. I'm your host, Janice.
Seeding life and the earth is our mother and the land is her flesh and the water is her milk and the oil is her blood and we are her children. This land we come from, of this earth we're made of with us as future ancestors, given response, abilities to live. We are the future we bring. If we don't take care of the land, how can the land take care of us? Same with sky and air we breathe. Today is time to remember tomorrow and the reality of we reap what we sow. The reality of land and life is in the seed. Seed has memory, memory of life. Wild seed memory, keeping alive, alive, up close, face to face with the destroyer and their synthetic seed without memory. Toxic planting poison in earth and minds, disregarding well-being for maximizing profits, abandoning the children to massive debt, making the price of freedom unaffordable at the expense of the many for the benefit of the few. Like a spreading mad human disease, chaosing minds with liars' promises, seeding old fears with new fears, life in the world of the money man. It's time to think our way out of what we believed our way into. How can we show respect to life if we don't use our common sense? Wild seed, life seeding life, and the earth is our mother. And the land is her flesh, and the water is her milk, and the oil is her blood, and we are her children.
Oh, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Hey ya, hey.
Hey, 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 hey